We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's your All Local for the 1st of December 2022. I'm John Little. Cold start to the day, a cool end with a high in the low to mid 50s. Today, we're warming up to the upper 60s for your Friday. Well, a former Deep Ellum bartender is on trial for assault, accused of attacking a woman while armed with a gun. The attack was caught on video. It went viral 3 years ago, and today the victim of that attack will testify. Here's KRLD's LP Phillips.
Austin Shuffield told police at the scene of the March 2019 fight that LaDonshanique Lee was the aggressor who started it, but cell phone video shows Lee throwing one punch after Shuffield knocked a phone out of her hand, and then Shuffield responding by landing four solid punches.
Bro, you're deep trouble, bro.
Hey, bro, chill, bro. That's a female.
Dallas police officer Maurice Addison testified that the video also shows that Shuffield was also armed with a handgun while he was crowding her.
In fact, he is crowding her back to the point that she has to keep backing up.
Yes.
Do you see her backing up?
I saw her back up, yes, ma'am.
Lee is expected to give the jury her side of the fight. From the Crowley Courthouse, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
In River Oak, a few miles outside of Fort Worth, a crash overnight has left two women dead and two men struggling to survive. Now there's word that racing may have been involved in the crash. Here's what we know. It happened just after 9 last night. Two men driving separate cars on River Oaks Boulevard crashed into a car carrying the two women. Both women were killed at the scene. Both male drivers suffered critical injuries and were rushed to the hospital. Investigators are trying to determine if the men were possibly racing before the crash. Frisco police talked personal protection and crime prevention at a special town hall last night, explaining criminals are just waiting to take advantage of people this time of year. KRLD's Bailey Friday has more.
Police called the meeting in response to a string of robberies, purse snatchings, and home invasions reported over the last 6 weeks. Frisco Police Chief David Shilson says the town hall was the city's way of, quote, playing offense. The goal was to educate people on how they can protect themselves and to get the community engaged in tracking down the criminals involved. He says many of the robberies do appear to have been carried out by the same group of people driving a black SUV. There have been 23 reported robberies this year in Frisco. Bailey Friday News, Radio 1080, KRLD.
A spectacular fire on Turtle Creek in Dallas overnight remains under investigation. A vacant building near Rivershawn Park went up in flames just before 11 last night. It's a three-story building that was fully engulfed when crews arrived. They used ladders to pour water on the fire, just trying to put out the flames. No one was hurt. Now, the building was undergoing demolition work. No word yet on how that fire got started. When you watch the U.S. men's soccer team in action in the World Cup on Saturday, you will definitely see the impact of FC Dallas.
That's because five current and former FC Dallas players are on the team, and two of those are starters. This includes Little Elm's own Weston McKinney. FC Dallas president Dan Hunt says they believe in a strong developmental system, which wasn't hard to set up here in North Texas.
People with these old Dallas Tornado and NASL roots stayed in the Metroplex, and they developed, whether it be a club system or in a school system, they grew the game of soccer. And that's kind of what made Dallas really unique, is the competitive landscape of the youth soccer market.
Another watch party will be held at Toyota Stadium this Saturday when the Americans take on the Dutch from the Netherlands starting at 9 in the morning. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080. KRLD.
The NTSB's first report on the deadly crash at a Dallas air show last month doesn't explain yet what caused the crash, but does take a look at a missing safety briefing. Here's KRLD's Stephen Pickering.
The two planes were performing maneuvers at the Wings Over Dallas air show when they collided. The preliminary report notes that the pilots did not have a briefing before the performance on altitude deconfliction.
That would sort of be the deconfliction concept of we're going to discuss how we do this so that we don't run into each other.
Aviation attorney Kent Krause says those briefings can help pilots and dispatchers communicate information with each other. Investigators are also reviewing radio traffic between the air controller, called the show boss, and the pilots. A final report listing a probable cause for the crash could take up to 18 months to finish. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio. Radio 1080 KRLD.
And driving through southern Dallas should be less stressful now that a major highway construction project has finally wrapped up. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
After 5 years of construction, the Southern Gateway Project in southern Dallas County is now complete. Among other things, the project rebuilt and widened 35E south of downtown Dallas and widened U.S. 67 between 35E and I-20. TxDOT Chairman Bruce Bugg says the $666 million project was sorely needed to keep up with the population growth.
This project is one of the top 100 most congested choke points. In fact, it rates as number 26 throughout the state of Texas.
Some 192,000 vehicles pass through southern Dallas County each day. Now, all that traffic can get through the area much easier. In Dallas, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
New flu cases are putting more people in the hospital since Thanksgiving. The numbers have gone way up, according to Stephen Love, CEO of the DFW Hospital Council.
They are up incrementally of where they were. And currently, we're actually running more inpatient flu hospitalizations than COVID. And that doesn't count the emergency department, where we're seeing higher volumes of flu, where we treat the people and they return home.
Love says the majority of the hospitalizations are among people who have not been vaccinated. However, they are seeing vaccinated patients land in the hospital, too. He encourages everybody to get the flu shot and stay home if they feel sick.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.